So obviously I would have wished the jobs had gone to Stavan or indeed to West Tyrone. And I was the Minister's Parliamentary Secretary up until the 2nd of July when we came out of the Assembly and concentrated on the MP role. But up to that point, the top two on the list were Limavady 1 and Stavan 2. And the criteria included issues like unemployment levels, deprivation, earning levels, public sector and civil servants' jobs. And both areas had a huge deficit in all of those. And when the minister then moved to make a decision and it became known to the minister that the vacated army barracks at Limavady not only would be free to the department, but that there were buildings on that site that could be used, which was a bit unlike the vacated army barracks we acquired in Omagh, where all the buildings would have to be demolished. So the minister felt that there was just massive savings and that she had a very, very tight budget. I, as I've said earlier, would have preferred that the jobs had gone to Stavan, because Stavan is an unemployment black spot.
Now, Sinn Féin has the majority in West Tyrone. They have the majority in Strabane District Council. Should you and your fellow councillors on Strabane Council, should they not have done more? Should they not have fought more to get these jobs for Strabane?
Well, we fought very, very hard, all of our eight councillors.
Didn't fight hard enough, though, when the jobs went to Ballykelly?
Well, we believe that we did, you know, and we're very mindful that the SKLP actually abandoned the whole of West Tyrone for 5 or 6 years, ran no constituency services and in any of the two main towns or indeed anywhere in West Tyrone. And they're flaying out all the time now, trying to reinvent themselves. And this is just an attempt to play politics with a decision that was based on a logic and a criteria.
Put politics aside here, Strabane needs jobs. Do we have anything in the pipeline?
Well, you know, we fought a long, hard campaign on our own to get an industrial site. We won that campaign. We have 44 acres. The diggers are in now, making it ready for investors to come in, putting in all of the infrastructure. The SDLP were nowhere in sight when that campaign was being fought, and it's now almost ready. I passed there this morning, and I see more diggers and machinery making further roads into the site. So that was a massive thing that had to be acquired in Stavan.